Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, it's funny when I tell myself, Mike, don't talk about this, and then I decide, no, I have to talk about
this. You're going to lead with
it? When you fly across the country, go to your kid's Little League game, they lose their first game. You go talk to them, mention that you want the attitudes to be a little better and pay attention to the coaches. Then tell your coaches that you want them to have your back a little bit with the behavior issues on the bench and things. And you're told, well, I'm not their parent. And then you're told that all this rah-rah stuff the kids see right through it. And then you lose one of your assistant coaches. That was the end of my night last night.
Wow, did you part as friends?
I crossed, not even close.
Wow.
But
did
anyway,
he have a kid on the team?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that makes it easy.
So anyway, that's how my day ended yesterday, with a nice, good old-fashioned. Here to say, at 65, I still am able to get into it with my fellow adults. Isn't that delightful? But you know what? I am not going to diminish the fact that I come away from Las Vegas and flying all the way across the country to say, we needed that.
Amen, brother man.
And we begin with a positive of what a weekend. I have, and I don't want to look. I know that when we did the show on Saturday night, I had a laundry list of things that went wrong. I don't have that laundry list here because I personally did not experience a lot of negativity. I experienced quite a bit of joy, and when I say we needed that, I did. I did, for reinvigoration for the show, for reinvigoration for just everybody around me. I cannot possibly begin to express my gratitude for everybody that made it out to Las Vegas, for the incredible response we got, that, you know, the stories. I always forget the stories people have about listening to the show and what the show's meant to them, and that is as though you are giving me an enthusiasm IV to keep me chugging along, because we, as I've mentioned before, I said this in a post, we're small, we're not the biggest, we're not the richest, but we have the most fun, and it was absolutely a delight for me. I'm going to go down the list. These are all of equal value to me, and I'll go through them almost one by one. I start with Rob's kids, and I go all the way through Josh's wife, Kelly, Dennis Murphy, Jimmy, the kindness of everybody.
So it starts at the worst part and gets better? Is that the
no.
part?
You know, one of the things that was great, especially with not being able to have my daughters out there, was talking to your wonderful kids who have who grew up to be such sweethearts, and then we're so positive about everything we did,
yeah,
and so joyous, including Julia's beau, who I forgot his name.
Jack,
who was just nice, too. And everybody just having so much fun. And then watching Josh's wife, Kelly, kind of like, you know, not knowing what she was in for when she arrived. And then by the end of things, kind of digging what we were all about, and being a part of the fun. It was just,
I wonder
super
how
cool.
Kelly walked away from me, because I think my most common thing that I said to her was, hey, Kelly, how are you doing? Because, you know, I know it's a lot of stuff to jump into.
When someone is new,
yes,
and someone comes into this, it's pretty intense.
And that was definitely part of it, because we're the new people. And for her, she's not familiar with the podcast or radio world at all.
Right.
So to show up in Vegas and 150 people know who she is,
yeah,
and know that she's been in Utah and in the Grand Canyon and what she's been up to recently.
All the backstory, yeah.
Definitely threw her off a little bit.
It doesn't compute until you've experienced it. It really does not, you know. And then we've been doing it for so long, we know it. But when you don't know it, it's pretty intense.
Now,
but
by the end of the weekend, she went away with a whole lot more new friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Excited and a whole different outlook on.
And I can say for people, if you've never had the opportunity to join us for one of these events, wherever they are. That's kind of what happens. Yeah. You end up showing up, and I really am not saying that to sound trite. I'm saying that to say that there are a lot of things you can be into, and I think size has to do with it as far
look
as
out.
The number of people that were there. You can really show up if you've been a listener to this show, and even if you're on the peripheral and you're not listening all the time, every day, but you wanted to say, hey, I'd like to check one of those out, mm-hmm. you would be amazed how welcoming and how desirous people are of having new folks come into the fold, and yeah. That's yeah. That's what it was, you know?
Just don't let your first thing that you say to my wife be, I've seen you online. You look better in person.
Somebody said that to her.
Yes. Yes.
That's terrific.
That is just. Oh, I.
Do you want to out the listener who said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I could give you a list. I could give you a list of. No, we're not doing that. We're not.
He got an award
that.
By the end of the night.
Oh my God. That's a. You want to leave it at that, pal? You want to?
Yeah, nice lifelong achievement award.
Oh my God, that's just amazing.
To be perfectly clear, it's the Omeritarian Award, but yes,
thank you.
Yes,
hi, Dan.
That's what it is.
Hello, Dennis. Anyway.
Oh.
He gets the total free pass. So it really was, and to our friend who made a trip out and then had to do the Marine Corps birthday and take the red eye out after the show, Jimmy Cerrito, who was so generous to help us with the bar at the end of the night to be the opening of the show. One of the greatest openings we've ever had. Let me tell you how that. No, I'm not going to leave it. We're going to make it available. That's another thing.
Yes.
The audio or the video. We haven't decided on the video yet because we're still checking things to see how everything turned out.
There's plenty of video on Facebook right now of that opening.
Yes, of the opening.
But
we
to be
will
fair,
make that
it's
show
not the
available.
To be fair, that's not the official network feed of him doing that.
Right. It may have been altered.
But it's something, you know, it's great, Mike, because that opening has a little something for the guys, something for the ladies. It's a good time.
And something no one needs.
I will tell you that the combination of the daylight savings time falling back, followed by election, followed by the Vegas trip, I have been in a borderline floating state of, it feels like, exhaustion for a solid month. And I'm not sure when that's going to back off, but it's the way I feel right now.
Yeah.
And it also is the way I think that I thank everybody that said that we all were accessible and we all were around. We said we'd do that, and I think we all did that. And then I don't know where to begin on this. I have a desire for one thing. And one thing only, and that's to come away from these weekends with everybody having a good time.
Yes.
And our job, ultimately, the biggest job we have when we're out there, all three of us, maybe Josh with multiple roles, but with the three of us when it comes to the show, that's job one for us to do the show. And the reviews for that, for those of you that didn't get a chance to make it out there, we really, really... got lucky, and I always say lucky because we do plan some things, but I've never had one that fell together like that. Where even with Jimmy Cerrito talking to him, he's like when he sat down next to me on the casino floor, he's like, I don't know what to do, and we both had the same idea, so it ended up working for somebody who didn't have an idea what to do. It worked. It came together very.
And what
nicely,
was great about Jimmy is that once he came up with the idea, you only had to explain it 12 times. And that was great. And he loved the notion of ad-libbing. He really thought he was on the stage of the Second City when you really just needed him to do one thing.
Jimmy does. All right, let's do the pros and cons of a Jimmy Cerrito, all right?
Okay.
The pros. Generosity of spirit. Generosity
oh
of friendship.
Yeah.
Funny goofiness. Lovability. His restaurant, one of the best. If you ever go to Northern Virginia, you got to go to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern because it's just a original mom and pop
class by itself,
with phenomenal food and just a great experience. So he's got that. He's got a wonderful daughter. He's got a wonderful wife. He is truly a special person who has been a friend of mine for many, 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 many years. The cons of Jimmy. Jimmy never met a microphone he didn't like. Jimmy has a bit of a case of attention deficit disorder.
A bit.
When it comes to performing. But it came off without a hitch.
It did. It was, as they say on Broadway, Mike, a bad rehearsal makes a great show.
It was so much fun. And as I said, for those of you that made the trip, and then still, after all these years, and I've met so many of you multiple times when you share the kindness to me, it is not on any level taken for granted. It is truly appreciated what you say. And when you tell me stories of things that have gone on in your life that were difficult, mm-hmm. that we were the ones that got you through that, there is nothing, and I've said this for decades, there is nothing that a better compliment you can give me. And, you know, going into it, there were a lot of moving parts. And because of airfares and because of inflation and because of a lot of pressures that we normally don't have on one of these shows, Vegas was a stretch for a lot of people, and we know that, and we respect that, and we understand that. And so we really, really appreciated the people that were there stepping up for us and doing a really, really great job. And I just didn't look anywhere where I didn't see people having a fantastic time, ourselves included, except for myself and Carla and the issue of Las Vegas gambling. We will get to that later in the show. I have to have my own segment for that.
They don't come for the coffee shop. They don't come for the shows. It's gambling.
It's gambling.
Las Vegas gambling.
Phase two.
Yes.
That's the good part.
Those are the pros, the pluses.
Now to our hosts. All right. I think it would be best if we simply didn't say the name, because people know the name we're talking about, all right? They know the venue.
We don't need to know the name ever again.
We don't need to know the name. But
yeah,
we've talked often about the mighty but smaller numbers of people. I want to really emphasize the small but mighty numbers of people sustained a massive slot machine tournament and their very own dedicated gaming table.
That was oftentimes too deep, waiting for people to get onto the table.
I made sure to point out yesterday that table was full from the time they opened it. Every time they opened it, we filled it up.
And there weren't other tables that were full the whole time.
That's true.
Ours was the whole time. And let's also make very clear that Our peoples, when it came to drinking, when it came to eating,
dining,
when it came to gambling, the primary location where we had advertised it and said it, where we're taking it over, that's the joint they were doing it in.
Right.
That's the joint where they were. So I don't have, and Josh probably would never be able to get, the details of what we brought into that little facility.
I know the restaurant at 24 hours a day, you could walk through that restaurant and find people.
Our peeps.
I arrived, Mike, at about 10 p.m. on Vegas time on Thursday, and I went straight to that restaurant of which you speak, a coffee shop, if you will.
Right.
And my dad and Kathy were there. It was, you know, nigh on to 11 p.m. They said there had been TMOS representation at this one table since 9 o'clock that morning. They
we
kept
didn't
the
ask.
Table for 13 hours.
We didn't ask for freebies.
No.
Because we didn't get them, and we weren't going to get them. That's okay. We knew the deal. We knew the rule for that. That was business. It was made up front, clear to us. We understood that. We understood how the game worked. We didn't ask for anything outside of a place for our people to have mm-hmm. fun, and that was that. So that's that part was fine. We were cool with that part. But I have to make it real clear that our folks patronized that joint. And
yep.
did they go to other places? Of course they went to other places. Did they come back in? Did they enjoy that? That's what they did. The only thing that we require, and especially the man at the bottom of your screen requires, is to have the logistics of the place for the show done the way it was arranged to be done. And there were so many moving parts regarding this. Now, was there flexibility on their part leading up to us arriving? Yes, there was. Was there passionate interest in doing things the right way? Maybe not so much. Were things arranged that didn't necessarily come to fruition, like sound checks at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that never materialized? I am telling you, with the last being me arriving where my room was just around the corner. The best thing about this venue, I literally had a hotel room steps away from the entrance to the pool deck where we were going to do our live show. Whereas I knew that I could do a meet and greet and slip into my dress and be ready for the show, you can eat. And I was ready because it was in and out of that venue all the time, checking it out, seeing what was happening. So when sound checks don't happen, when the people that are hawking the booze don't show up. Yes.
Would you like me to go through my list?
But please go. Yeah, I will turn it over now
to
Mr.
Soroka.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is just in regards to the live show.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the thing we care the most about because that's what we are responsible for. That's the whole reason that this thing happens is because of this live show. Go ahead, Josh.
All right. No sound check, no sound person at 3 o'clock, even though we were told 3 o'clock.
And we were both there. We were there.
Sound system set up by 4:30, but no sound people on site.
Yeah, which means they got there without Josh, set things up.
And left.
Ready to go, but nobody for you to talk about for any of those pesky little details that we need to cover.
Sound guys show up, don't have a list of what we're doing, don't know anything except for they have a couple microphones.
Which would have happened had they been there at the time.
Or,
we all agreed they'd be there.
Or if they took the notes on the sheet that I filled out for the venue.
I saw
you filled it out.
Mike, I saw the list of requests.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, it was very specific. What we needed was simple.
Yeah, it wasn't Van Halen-like. We didn't want any green M&Ms. It was not something like that.
No,
I really... I have to interject here that we do not ask for a lot. We know it's two guys now. We're up on stage and we have a a microphone for the crowd. It's not a lot of movie and a video screen. That's it.
Now the sound guys, once they showed up, the sound guys were good. They were
and it was a beautiful stage. Beautiful set.
Yeah, perfect, I dare say.
Beautiful, yes.
The problem is the sound guys had to run around to different floors and everything to get the right cables to hook up what we need. And then they didn't know how to work the video screen.
I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Well, they're sound guys, Josh.
Tribute to our producer for getting it together. We didn't even know.
We got it up.
Okay, good. Because it was a nice screen. Shame they didn't know how to work it.
Yeah, it was a nice screen that we saw and said, okay, well, we need better video content for that screen.
Right.
Yeah.
And made it part of the show. So that screen had to work.
Yes.
All right. No internet on the pool deck.
Oh, that
a little bit of an issue when you're relying on it.
It must have broke this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. That was, Josh, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Is that when it was.
I heard that, I did one of these. Oh, my God.
When we queried about the lack of Wi-Fi, they said, well, yeah, it broke this afternoon. He come down with something, Wally, unexpected.
What do you mean?
Exactly. And you know what? There was no, let me call the IT person and get it fixed.
Right.
It was. No, it's okay. It's done.
That's it.
And then I went and complained to the event manager person, and he just said, "Yeah, it's broken."
Again, it was also said, and this is leading up to the live show,
right?
For the VIPs, and we sold VIP tickets for those people. There was the added bonus, and the main added bonus was a early arrival with a meet and greet. And we also understood that the open bar came on at 6 o'clock. It was our understanding that with the meet and greet, that there would be a cash bar. And
in order
to do that, a cash bar from 5:30 to 6, which is all we would have required.
Right.
That's all we would have required. So,
And the bar was stocked and ready to go.
Stocked and ready to go.
Just had a bartender.
So we would have like would have made money for the venue. Well, yep. People, because our listeners, when you're there early to tune up, you want to tune up, and
yeah.
That's
a thirsty
all.
Crowd. Yeah.
And those right. bartenders would have gotten nice tips as
yep.
well,
this
and
is
made
true.
Money for themselves. But we'll get to the bar. I okay. was just focused on getting the actual show.
Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. Let's see. The last thing is for the show itself.
Yes.
Where the chairs, where we have told them.
Right.
For months.
Right.
This we need this many chairs.
Right. Not a and lot of chairs. Not a lot.
No.
I told you this was small. Not chairs for everybody that was buying tickets. We
right.
needed about 150 chairs.
Yes. I was
down in front
100.
Of our set.
That's
rows. What we want.
That's it. That's it.
Yep. And I told them exactly where to put the chairs to the point that when we met with him the day before.
Yes.
I again reinforced 150 chairs will fit right up here where we
yeah.
want
right.
them.
Tiny amount compared to
right.
You know, events we've done in the past.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
and everybody else, we were more than aware prior to going into it that they were going to scatter in standing room or poolside seating
right.
for, and they
oh.
did that ultimately,
yes.
but the chairs themselves would have been nice to have a few
yeah.
for the people that wanted to get there early and check it out.
So they then set up the chairs, and when I go tell, well, they didn't set up the chairs until what, 5:15?
Something
that.
Like that.
Pretty late.
Yeah. yeah.
To the point that I sent text messages reminding them they need to set up the chairs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So their idea of chairs were cabana chairs and chaise lounges.
Yeah, they were counting the lounges, Mike.
We made it pretty clear when we heard that we were doing a show from a pool deck. We said, okay, we're all right with that, but as long as you know it is a show and there's room, which there is.
Right.
There's plenty of room.
There is room to put an ass ton of seating up there, and that's
and
what
after,
we wanted.
After 44 chairs, I was told the venue is out of chairs.
This is a hotel, Mike.
No
it's
more
a,
chairs.
It's a hotel, and we're out of chairs.
And right, you know it's a lie because there's a conference room downstairs where you also hold events.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So you have more chairs. You just didn't care to help us.
You didn't
right.
do that.
You, also,
you were happy and happy and happy extracting money from everyone, including this show and related to that, our listeners. Who stood up like I've never seen them stood up before. They were stand-up people.
Yeah.
We had to pull this together, and it was really great. But at the time when it's showtime, when it's go time, just do what you said you were going to do for the
yeah,
love
and
of
also,
God.
And Mike, to be fair, do what you were contracted to do.
And that and at the end of the day, we just want to keep the people, especially at showtime, We want to keep them happy. And by the way, that little 5:30 thing where they couldn't get themselves a little toddy, and 5:30 in the O'Mara world is cocktail hour. When you were there, I didn't hear, I don't know if you guys did, I didn't hear a bitch from anybody. I didn't
right.
hear a bitch. They
no,
were happy to be there.
Listen, didn't care. Yeah.
They didn't care, but
the
they would have liked it. It would have been nice.
Yeah.
And then to have the absolute attitude of not giving us when I got two guys and their families and their listeners that every nanosecond of their day has been given us, which I mentioned in a post I sent out because it was, and it kept me calm because I knew that our friends here, Mr. Soroka and Spiewak, cared as much as I did. And so
and a lot of this we did not bring up at the venue. Our listeners did not notice this because most of these
no.
issues we dealt with behind the
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah,
right, right.
With moments to spare, Josh.
Yes. so that and especially when it's like I said, and then so we ate the fact that no one was going to in the meet and greet, which was supposed to be a half an hour.
Yes.
Which Rob and I, because we had this last minute crap, we're both late for.
Right.
And we apologized for that, but it was not billed. Yeah, you know, we were there. We hung
also,
out.
you were late because the venue locked you out.
I get
that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the door where the door issue. And you would think, did they sweat the sound check? No. Did they sweat the bar for our listeners? No. Did they sweat security? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They sweated security like I was a candidate for office. It was, I get up and I walk to the entrance, which I said is mere steps away. Steps away from my hotel room.
And half the best, of our listeners.
And half of our listeners. Convenience. Right. And I go up and they've pulled this stinky, nasty curtain across that door. And I try to move. You know when you got that one solid curtain and you're trying to move it and there's no
middle.
And you
can't. Right.
And then I get through. I start to open the door. And it's locked. And then I give it a little shaky shake.
Yes.
And I look out at the meet and greet where I'm supposed to be.
And it's going strong.
And it's going strong. And everybody, it seems, simultaneously turned to the door and started laughing.
I enjoyed how many listeners tried to go open the door for you like you didn't know how to open a door.
And exactly. They have – and by the way you open that door is you use a hotel card. And it opens up. It's a pool deck. You've seen it. You've been to hotels. You know what I'm talking about. So that's it. But no. This is when the powers that be, these idiots, decide they're going to quadruple lock this door. Where this door, accessibility through this door, which, by the way, is probably a little safety concern. Just my opinion.
Sure.
Is locked and there's not one of these f***ers anywhere to open the door. And I'm sitting there.
And Mike, would this
and
be
I mean, it's a bit, they, I just have to point out.
Yeah.
This is the official beginning to me of the event. This is me where I'm ready. I'm psyched. I'm ready to say hi to the dedicated, wonderful people that really prop us up and have continued to prop us up, and I'm ready. And within 8 seconds, I am just sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I'm shaking a door because they have triple locked it, and I still – and then I'm told, well, there's only one entrance – and I'm like, oh, okay, is it on the other side on our floor? No, it's down three floors where you come up a set of stairs.
Oh, Mike, the whole hotel was set up like it was like by someone who hated people, like someone who really had a problem with
people. By the way, though,
set up the hotel.
The idea of the glassed-in elevator lobbies on each of the floors being open so people could look down as they were doing. At one point, Josh had pointed out to me, we had multiple people that were in the different areas looking down, seeing
and
what was up. It was the balconies. People were watching us. It was great.
Yeah.
But what was the challenge? Maybe you know better than I do, Josh. I don't know what the challenge was for that. It was some special key thing to get. Oh, my.
No, they disabled the card lock and closed that door for one reason, the wristbands.
The wristbands, the open bar wristbands.
That is all security cared about, was making sure that you did not get on that pool deck if you did not have a wristband.
Because that's what they cared. Yeah.
But
and look, do I understand that? Do I understand that? Sure I do. I get it, but it would seem to me that the purpose of of a wristband is so that the bartender who has the open bar can look at it before she gives you a drink.
And Mike,
and
really,
the
purpose of the wristband was for them. That's all. And the fact that they had that door that opened right to there, and even if you were to go directly from the front door of the hotel to the pool deck, I want to explain something to folks because I know people live and thrive on convenience as I do. But let's say you check into the hotel. All you need to do is walk across the entire lobby up a large escalator. Then you cross downstairs over a bridge over the street. Then you get to the elevator. But you have to go to the third floor to access the lobby. I really got the feeling that this is
You're confusing me.
No,
I have no idea what you just said.
Mike, I'm talking about the setup of the hotel.
Okay.
The hotel itself, because you were denied that door,
right.
It felt like three mobile homes that were dumped in downtown Las Vegas that were somehow connected.
I just want to say this, that a solution, if you want a real tough solution, real complicated here.
Right, right.
Would have been, because we didn't have just Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka, and Mike O'Mara there. We had family members that were all instructed that we were going to have multiple moving parts. We had merch. We had this. It would have been, if they had simply spoken with this man at the bottom of your screen, would have been absolutely the easiest thing in the world to put a table there. And you open the pool deck, and bam, do you have a wristband? Come on in.
Yep.
Come on in. That little detail was lost on them. Yes.
Or a simple sign that said how to get in.
Yes.
Yeah, anything,
because
really.
They didn't give you anything. It just said
communication. Yeah. But in my case, because I'm doing this show, and I would have liked to not stood there like an a-hole, shaking, and then, you know, as each tick of the clock went by, I am getting more and more pissed off because it's like, what is the deal?
It's not as if the sun was setting and you were in front of a giant glass window lit from behind trying to get in. It really looked like something from
like
a Broadway show.
I'm reenacting a scene from The Graduate for those of you that might remember that movie that are old enough. So it just was, it was what it was. Josh, you wanted to mention the bar. Our understanding was that the bar, for people that we had at the last minute, charged for an open bar from 6 to 9, which was when the venue was going to close to us.
And we've got to back up a little bit to discuss the bar.
Okay.
But
last
thing on my list about the venue and the event setup is, for months, they've been telling me that that pool was heated so that people could enjoy that at the same time. That pool was ice cold.
I didn't even know that part.
And they told us the day before, when again, I kept bringing up two issues with them leading to this event. Intimacy, as in we wanted everyone close.
Yeah. Right.
They blew that off.
Yep.
And the weather.
Right.
And they promised me, we've got space heaters we'll pull out by the seating area.
No, they didn't.
Or the
never
gas
did.
Heaters.
Never did.
The only space, when we asked about that, I was there for that meeting. The only thing they said was they had dedicated that were built-ins over the bar area, which was about 3/4 of a mile from the stage area.
Yeah. Mike, the stage heaters, I actually checked. Those space heaters were in Reno, and it was lovely. We got an occasional breeze.
Oh, no, I saw them. They were pushed behind the fake bush.
Yeah, I saw them, too. I saw that they had them.
And look, here's a positive. It was a beautiful location to do a show. It was a beautiful location to do a show. It was so different. It was so fun. It was so open air. It was so cool.
And
you know, once we did it, we loved it.
And I know a lot of people enjoyed the cabanas and listening from there and flying in.
Right.
It's just not what we wanted.
And you had an open bar in the back for most of the time we were there. You had an open bar in the back, and then you could just get your little cocktails, many as you want, go out and make an evening of it for our wonderful little 90-minute festival of idiocy and entertain you. That's what we wanted to be. But that didn't work out exactly.
So the bar.
Like
so we were kind of open with this a few weeks ago, where because of numbers, the venue got scared we weren't going to cover the bar tab.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we have told them, no problem, we'll cover it, we'll cover it, we'll cover
it. There's one thing our listeners know how to do. It's having a
adult beverage.
That's right.
So finally, they make us go with these wristbands. So we talk wristbands over and over again, go back and forth with them about this 6 to 9 wristband.
Lay it on our listeners, by the way, kind of the last minute.
and you guys, yeah, did they bitch about that? Oh, that's right. No one bitched about it. It's beyond the gratitude we have for people that listen to this show. We know we put you through some stuff.
And that's what we talked about a few weeks ago. We didn't want to, you feel like you have to buy a wristband to go to the event.
Exactly.
They sprung us on this. Everyone stepped up and the wristbands we took care of that.
Yeah.
Everyone was excited for the open bar and working with it.
Right.
They did not open the open bar up until the 6 o'clock bar probably opened around 6:05.
Yep.
Right.
As you spoke of earlier, because the bartenders didn't show up until 6.
Yeah.
And we know how everyone is when they go to work.
Yep. Right. But it's okay because we only had, half of our crowd, which were VIPs, waiting to get anyway.
And for the most part, the show was going to start after 90 minutes. So most of your drinks are in that first 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And then it
show
then
starts, you're not going to sell as many because people are hanging. That's
right. Yeah. But mid show, around 8 o'clock, some listener shouts out that the bar is closed, that they closed at 8. So I go back there,
it out. Smack dab. Now, and there were multiple people that were, especially people that weren't sitting in the VIP section up front, the people around the periphery. Well, that's one of the benefits. You could just go back and forth and not get up in front of the stage and go get yourself a toddy. Damn it.
Right. So so I run back to the bar. I say, guys, you guys are open till 9. Our event's till 9. And they're like, yes. Yeah, 9. So I give you the thumbs up. We're all good.
Yeah, because I said, Josh, did they really stop serving hooch during the middle of our show? That's part of the charm. We're not as funny as alcohol can make us. So please continue.
I've said this
to serve
for
the drinks.
Yeah. Yes.
So then I think another 15, 20 minutes go by. And then we find out, someone points out that they're saying it's a cash bar now.
So that 8 o'clock that's when it flipped. Yeah.
That's when I find out that even though for months our event has been 6 to 9, even though in the negotiations with these wristbands, we constantly talked 3 hours, 6 to 9.
Yep.
They put on the contract that I missed, and I'll take that one on me.
No, I'm not allowing you to do that. They slipped it in there. They slipped
the wristbands,
it in there on you.
8 to 9 cash bar.
Yep.
Which is for what they charge.
That's a grift.
All of us for the
wristbands. That's 100% a grift.
That's a grift.
Not right.
And I promise you, Mike, I promise you they've done it before.
Yep.
I promise
100%.
You. Yeah.
100% because when negotiating the wristbands, we definitely had the conversation about, well, it's 3 hours. So if you really take that price and divide it up, it's $20 an hour. You get 2 drinks an hour.
Yeah.
And you get your money's worth.
For those of you, and as Josh said, most of you didn't know all this crap was going on. You did during the show when we were having that discussion. Because believe me, when you're in the middle of that and some of our listeners get rolling, you know, it's just like, they closed the bar. It's like somebody shouts out. It's like, what? In the middle of the show. Yeah. Let's just say that put us in a very, very precarious situation.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jimmy stepping up, said no. Mm-hmm. There weren't enough people at that were going up to the bar at that particular moment as the show was in midstream where it mattered, but it did matter.
Mm-hmm.
It mattered. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so one last little thing before we go to break. Josh, did you cover everything on your list? Oh, because I've got – I will share the last indignity to Mr. Soroka. Yeah.
Well, the only other thing I've got written down about the live show was that your landscaper learned to fly a helicopter.
It did sound like Mike's landscaper.
There's helicopter traffic, apparently for scenic nighttime tours of the city, flying overhead. From this little deck that is not at the top of the downtown Grand. It kind of juts out.
Third floor.
And it really cool. Super cool. I loved it. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love the physical location of where we were. However, it was funny that, you know, meow, helicopter.
Constantly.
I mean, din of helicopters we have. So you would think after Josh. And Josh, I saw two things from Josh Soroka that I have not had. And Josh has been to my home. We have been working. It's still a new relationship. I got to see Josh and validate his given S level for the show, which is 100,000%, which was a delight for me. I was really happy to see how he handled that. And I'm not really surprised, but it was still nice to see.
Sure.
And then I was able to see him where he is a controlled guy. He is not a man of highs and lows, but you were shaken mad. I know you were almost shaken mad at all the things they put you through.
Totally irritated.
And then when it got done, Josh informs me either, I think the next morning when I called you, that Josh and Kelly, God love them, got back to their hotel room.
Yes.
And in their shower.
Well, you know, yeah. You want to shower right after that live show.
Absolutely. Hop in the shower, take a nice hot shower. Difficult to do when there is raw sewage that has come up through the drain of the shower.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But don't worry.
I couldn't believe that.
Mike, I'm not much of a plumber, but I do know this. Is the drain in a shower is an outgoing drain.
Yes,
and
it
anytime
is.
Anytime anything comes back up, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Well, and it's also the drain is always shared among all the rooms.
Oh, exactly. I'm going to throw up. And by the way, regarding the bed, we don't know. I'm not going to say anything as far as what the theory is, but I'm just curious if has Kelly's rash that she got from being in the bed, has that calmed down at all?
Some Benadryl and lotion took care of it.
Say shout out to the people that hosted us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, but don't worry. Yep. When they drained my shower, they got all the water out, but solids behind.
Oh, there you go. No.
Yeah. Mike, yeah. So
I did check.
Salute.
I checked some literature, and apparently the hotel has been bedbug free for years.
That's good.
Because the
Rob,
beds are so uncomfortable. I
didn't want to say that because that's litigation story.
Yeah.
That's why I said let's not go into the detail, and that's fine. We've covered it, okay?
All right. We have
covered it. Yeah, that's okay. But, you know, it's like we want to say.
But I had multiple listeners throughout the weekend. Nothing but great things to say.
Yes.
And every now and then they would sneak in. The only negative
is
my shower doesn't work.
The shower, yeah. So
or the only negative is they lost Dirk's dry cleaning for 3 days.
Thank you. Okay, weird. Yeah. Lots of little moving parts. It's a hotel, things happen.
Did your sink drain in your room? I'm just curious.
Mine did, believe it or not.
Mine did not.
My plumbing was flawless. My plumbing was flawless. Both in the hotel and also in me.
Yeah. If you turn on the hot water to run and get hot because you want to shave and you step out of the room and you come back and the sink is overflowing, which means not only is the drain broken, but the backup drain is broken.
Well, obviously some issues. We have to take a break.
We have to be careful with all
that's
this.
Rob and I were neighbors.
Yes.
So maybe your sink drained
in
the shower.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it was kind of related. At least you didn't have griblies in the shower. Yeah. Solids, as Josh likes to call it. That's, oh, my God. I'm gonna gag. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the roundtable and lots more right here on the raw sewage version of the Mike O'Mara Show.
They should have cooked it.
There's a bit of a chill in the air. Autumn. Num-num. Autumn is here. I love this time of year so much, they call me the Fall Guy. And with Legacy Box, you can go.
I love language.
It's how we make our living. So if you love language, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. You really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Plus, learning a language has cognitive benefits for your brain. It helps cultural appreciation, and if you're planning to travel, you cannot beat it. Someday I'll be in Japan speaking like a local. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. So it's like
the ice cream
you get at the stadium.
I want. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies.
Yes.
Or movies of our show. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your Vegas throat. I'm sorry, digitizing all your family's precious memories by going to legacybox.com/TMOS. You can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in the USA. You'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So whatever it is, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and even great moments of Jimmy Cerrito's Vegas underwear dripping with chlorinated water. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Hit it. Me, me, me. We're going to start today with We the People. Let's do that.
Good.
This is not a politics thing. We've hit a point where if you're staring at a screen, as many of you may be doing right now, you're probably staring at more than one. According to a new poll out this week, the average Gen Zer checks their phone 6 times during a TV show. That's per episode. And it's not just young people. Well, I know that. Mm-hmm. Millennials check their phone 5 to 6 times. Gen X, 4 to 5. I love baby boomers.
Yeah.
And baby boomers, they stop every 3 times to write a letter. No. And baby boomers do it 3 times.
Yeah.
They do it 3 times. Most people said that if they're watching a show or a movie at home, they're probably using their phone at the same time. 78% of young people said they usually are. Even 41% of baby boomers said yes. People were asked how long they can watch something before they get bored and want to multitask. Carla's was 6/10 of a second. No,
that's
I'm sorry.
Pretty good. That's pretty
for
good.
Movies, 15 minutes, 42 seconds. For shows, 14 minutes and 36 seconds. How do they get these stats? Podcasts.
Yeah.
9 minutes and 12 seconds before we drive them to the screen. And audiobooks bringing up the rear, 8 minutes and 18 seconds.
How are you with checking your phone during a show? I'm not talking about like a show that you're like dying to watch, just a regular show you're watching. Like right now, Carrie and I are watching The Diplomat. It's very agreeable. Mm-hmm. But how long can you
that's
watch
it.
The show?
That's like saying food's tasty. That's
you're exactly right.
And I've seen The Diplomat, and that's exactly how I would describe
it's
it as
well.
It's
very agreeable. Yeah.
Like just flirting on the periphery of jiveness, right? Just
yeah, to, oh my God,
just
yeah.
almost going all the way with jive where it wouldn't be watchable, but just holding off.
It was
the last
a little,
minute.
You know what? It was a little more sizzling in season one, but season two is 100% agreeable.
Yeah, yeah, but very, very agreeable.
How do you do with watching your phone when a show is on? That's say agreeable
live sports commercial breaks That's what my phone is for. If I'm engaged with a show, and by the way, we're going to have a Yellowstone story here in a second where I'm going to read a show with a spoiler alert, and I haven't seen it yet. So there's that. But I just think I check it, but if I'm engaged with a show that I really like, I'm not a big screen checker. I don't do it. Mrs. O'Mara, it doesn't matter. You could have anything on there, and she would be checking her phone a multitude of times. That's the way that works. Oops, I lost.
And Rob muted himself.
Rob, you muted yourself.
I find it interesting that young people get on their phones so fast when they don't even have commercials in their shows anymore.
Yeah, I mean it's the way that works. So it's interesting, but it makes total sense to me. Anyway, if you are using Ozempic to lose weight, I know at least one person who won't judge you, and his name is Al Roker. Yes, that's right. The beloved, hold on just a second. Rob, it's not working, so you might want to disengage and come. There you go.
Much better?
Yeah.
Any better?
Yeah, there you are.
Thank you. Sorry about that, folk.
NBC weatherman Al Roker, he understands because he had gastric bypass surgery back in 2002 to slim down. He says, quote, "Listen, it's unlike any other addiction or dependence. You can live without alcohol, you can live without cigarettes, whatever that drug of choice is, but you got to eat. And for some reason, and some people, it's difficult." He adds, quote, "As long as it's safe and effective, good for you, I think everybody's journey is their journey." Well, thank you, Al.
Live without Al Roker.
I can live without, boy. I don't know how I stumbled on it. Might be election related where I ended up on the Today Show.
No. Do you think Al Roker had anything to do with Josh's hotel room?
Yeah, solids. That's all I'm going to say. That's the name of today's show. Solids. Megan Fox. Oh, what great news. This will make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Megan Fox announced yesterday that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together after previously losing a child. And I couldn't be happier for those two crazy kids.
It's a beautiful tattooed baby boy.
That's right. The baby will actually come out. It's an evolutionary thing. With tats. She posted a photo where she's nude. That's fine. But covered in a black liquid.
I saw this.
And well, did it look okay?
It looked like a woman under black. It's not my scene, Daddy-O.
Okay. Covered in black liquid and cradling her bump, along with a photo of a positive pregnancy test. She captured.
I also put out a picture this weekend of me cradling my bump.
And nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back. Well, I'm happy for him. That's good. No word on how far along she is. Megan shares three sons with ex-husband Brian Austin Green.
Yes.
Their ages are 7, 9, and 11. MGK has a 15-year-old daughter with an ex-girlfriend. He's younger than she is, right? So he had that child when he was a little guy.
You know, Mike, this is really kind of related to the show because that picture was taken in Josh's shower.
There it is. There it is.
It looks more like an oil spill cleanup.
I'm not blaming anyone on their diet. I'm just saying that it looks like it was from your shower.
Can you please come up to the third floor, please? All right, here we go. This is a spoiler for you Yellowstonies. I'm into it. I'll be watching it. I'm going to spoil it for myself.
All right.
I can live with that. The second half of season 5 of Yellowstone premiered Sunday night. We found out the fate of Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton. I like saying that with my Vegas throat.
Do it.
My name is John Dutton. Hi. All right. Okay. So that's what happens. Now I did ruin it for myself. Hey, if you really want to enjoy the first episode, don't listen to this.
Click ahead 30 seconds. Your podcast app has
I just
feature.
Ruined it. Yeah. He was killed off in the first few moments. An apparent suicide.
It is ridiculous how quickly people try to spoil shows now.
It is. It was revealed later in the episode that it was only staged to look like a suicide. He was actually killed by a hitman hired by Jamie's girlfriend, Sarah. Jamie, that cad. The governor? Wow.
Mike, you just saved yourself an hour. Now you don't even need to watch the show.
No, I'll still watch it. I'm still intrigued.
I saw a picture of the body after it was supposedly... the suicide. It was covered with black liquid. Horrible. Just horrible.
If you wanted to make that funny, you would have said black solids.
Black solids. Kevin, sorry about that.
Kevin didn't see the episode on the Michael Smirkanish program.
He's fun.
I got to do Smirkanish.
Are you surprised, Mr. Smirkanish?
On the Smirkanish program yesterday, he said, quote, I didn't know it was actually airing last night, so no, I found out about it this morning, actually. He's like totally on the outs with Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
Just like I am with my assistant coach. He also didn't know the suicide was staged. He told Smirkanish, quote, I heard it's a suicide, so that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
God.
That's funny. He added, quote, they're pretty smart people. Maybe it's a red herring. Who knows? They're very good, and they'll figure that out. Okay, Kevin. All right, whatever.
I don't know if it was a murder or a suicide. I just read my sides.
My movie sucked. Anyway, finally today, Mattel has apologized after boxes of some of its new dolls from the movie Wicked included a link to a pornographic website. The packages for the dolls were printed with a web address to an adult film site with the same name as the upcoming movie musical starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Mattel has apologized for the boxes, describing the link as a misprint.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I looked at it. It's Wicked. Wicked's a big porn company. That's
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Right.
So when you say wicked.com and you go to that, I'm speaking truth to people that know the porn biz, babe.
Well, I don't know how it made the leap from Broadway to a movie, but I saw it on Broadway, Mike, and they used
I've seen it in a theater.
Mike, they used a pen light, so I don't know if that transfers to the motion
I'm looking
picture.
Forward to the next Broadway musical, Hustler.
That's a good one. Yes.
Mattel was made aware. This is the quote from Mattel. Mattel was made aware of a misprint on the packaging of the Mattel Wicked Collection dolls. Primarily sold in the U.S., which intended to direct consumers to the official WickedMovie.com landing page. We deeply regret this unfortunate error, taking immediate action to remedy this.
Yeah.
The toy company made that statement. They continue, parents are advised that the misprinted incorrect website is not appropriate for children.
Thank you.
Consumers who already have the product are advised to discard the product packaging or obscure the link and may contact Mattel customer service for further information.
Beautiful.
The movie comes out in theaters on November 22nd, and if you haven't seen the movie Wicked, I got a trailer. Starts out with a big orgy, a big-ass orgy. Absolute amazing. Just sex everywhere. Sex in every corner of the world, man.
I bought the doll. I clicked on it. I was expecting a landing page. Got a landing strip. It was very unexpected.
Very, very strange. We'll come back in just a second, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to Rob Spiewak. Rob and the Disgusting Place when we return, everybody. All right, let me see. There it is. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you one of my favorite things, drinking it right now, Liquid IV. There's so much to love about November, so make sure you're at your best with Liquid IV's new Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support Mango Passion Fruit. Boy, they could have used that on the plane I was coming home.
Oof.
It sounded like a tuberculosis ward. With five times the daily value of vitamin C, you need that, people that are flying on American Airlines, and three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, you can give your body the immune support it needs while treating yourself to a taste of the tropics, man. Aloha! Mele Kalikimaka is the drink to drink. This Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is scientifically formulated to support a healthy immune system with five times the daily value of vitamin C in every single serving to give your body all-in-one hydration and immune support for everyday wellness, vitality, and rehydration. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients. And always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. We were living on the stuff in Vegas. Oh, I'm so glad you brought it. I'm so glad you brought that green grape. Thank you, Carla. Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV, one stick plus. How long is this?
It's the same length it's always been.
Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV, one stick plus 16 ounces of water. Hydrates better than water alone. Support everyday wellness.
with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Marathon.
Yes, sir.
Great product, though, Mike. Lovely
product.
It
is. Yes. Yeah, and I'm drinking it right now, and I'm having Tropical Punch.
Is that a new cup?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
Focus on the show. Yes, it is. It's a new cup. Yes,
it's a Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. Look, a fly.
Stop it. Come now.
Go ahead.
What the hell's the matter with you?
You were talking about what?
Paying attention to the show is what made me see the cup, Mike.
I understand. What's the thing you wanted to talk about here? I forgot. I
wanted to talk all about your cup. I've been staring at it.
It's a Stanley Cup, very overpriced. They're not a sponsor, so I'll tell you that.
This is not what I wanted to talk about.
Hi.
Is Carrie and I, on Sunday night, we were walking down Fremont Street. We had eaten, Mike, at... we like to treat ourselves to some of the finer restaurants in Las Vegas. So.
Oh, did you go to an elite restaurant?
We did,
a super
Mike.
Shishi one?
We did, the Binion's Coffee Shop.
God.
Oh, because, God. Mike, we went out to eat during the circle of time that all the prime rib specials were going. And I am not.
Did you go out to get that prime? We walked by that sign.
We actually, Mike, we were going to go to Tony Romo's. We were going to go to Tony Romo's or Tony Roma's or whatever that steakhouse is.
The place for ribs.
Right. And you know what? There was a line waiting to get in from the slot machines to the tables. And I said, ain't going to do it. Not going to wait that long. And
so popular chain restaurant, Tony Roma's.
Yes, between 6 and 9, you can get the $10 prime rib. And we weren't going for
Is that the one they put on the wall outside?
That's one of them.
There
are plenty of prime rib specials. But
okay.
My father had eaten at Tony Roma's in the past. He said it was okay. So we're going to go there. So we went to several different hotel locations. And all of them were crazy lines to get in. I thought Sunday night might not be so bad, but then Carrie said, you know, tomorrow, federal holiday. I'm sure a lot of people are on a long weekend.
Yeah, and we made that mistake, too. Sunday, bat-ass crazy on Fremont Street with the street performers slash people that just put on uniforms. Like
buskers,
the Trump
Mike.
Guy, buskers. Yes. The ladies in the
Robert's favorite
outfits.
Thing on Fremont Street. Did you see the big gorilla?
The big gorilla. Did Robert like that?
Well, no. Robert liked seeing the big gorilla on a smoke break because he took his head and chest off and was just
standing you caught him.
And
you
gorilla
found
pants
out.
Smoking a cigarette.
You found out. He told me not to tell you that he was smoking. He told me not to.
Oh, Robert was smoking?
Nope.
I saw him vaping. I know that. That
I
was
didn't
nice.
See anything.
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
I also caught the Chucky doll on Fremont smoking. He had the head in one arm and cigarette in the other. It was great.
These are not necessarily performers as much. We walked by a guy that had a big speaker set up, and these people that looked like they were from the Philippines, man, woman, children, all standing out like this. Like they were going to perform some sort of gymnastics routine. He sang along to some sort of hip-hop classic, and at the conclusion, they put their arms down and walked away. I can't tell you what kind of entertainment you get on that.
All I know is this, Mike. The buskers have to stay within their circle. That's the law.
Wow.
You got to stay in your circle. So
I saw a lady in a wheelchair singing on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I saw her.
And then... but did you see that when she stopped singing, the music kept going?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. I saw a lady in a wheelchair weaving palms.
Kind of sad. Almost,
it was sad.
Kind of sad.
And all that stuff going down, and they just want money, and they just want it in 20s. That's all they want. I watched a live show of three gentlemen, and one of them was going to jump over five people. And this one... 0.8 seconds stunt required probably 40 minutes of setup and 10 pleas to the audience for money. And you know what? He did jump over the guy, but not worth all that.
I like to call it the Penn Jillette method of entertaining.
Which is what?
You pat her for like 2 hours.
Yes.
Setting up the bit. And then the bit, you know, if you
it's agreeable.
If you tire in any way of the patter.
Yes.
Which I did. It kind of diminishes the actual
moment of truth.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the way I look at it.
So and Carrie and I are, sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Just don't stop for a picture because they'll demand $40.
You can't, yeah. If you're and that's a valuable lesson if you happen to be on that street, probably anywhere where there are people that you might want to get a shot with. They're not out there for their health, people. They're out there because they want to collect a $5 bill when you have a picture
Five?
Taken with them. Yeah.
20.
Really? They asked for 20?
Yes. And then when I gave them 20, they said, well, you know, we work separate, so she needs 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Right. When last time we were on Fremont, were there that many hungry showgirls?
No.
I think the showgirls is the new thing. And most of them, I wanted to go up and just ask this one question. Have you ever considered another career?
Yes.
Because there were some
a
of
variety.
Them
oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
well, I think their mom was out there as well.
Oh, yes. I believe you're right. Yes. Mike, my favorite showgirl, she was named Dimples.
We're going to have to release the video, Josh. In some capacity, yeah. We're going to have
fatter,
to show
a fatter cut.
All of our listeners this.
Yeah, so, you know, Fremont Street, I will give it this. It is quite spectacular when you look at it because there is a domed ceiling over the entire street with projections on it. There's bands playing. There's lots of action. And Carrie and I are walking home. And by the way, if you're curious, I got the open-faced turkey sandwich at the Binion's Coffee Shop.
Now with solids.
Now with solids. Carrie got the chicken fried steak. And amazingly, both very good. But still, you're in that dungeon called Binion's. So we get out. Mike, Binion's is the only casino that still has the original 5-foot ceilings that they built in the 1950s.
Yeah, only the best part of town. Yeah.
So we're going down Fremont and we're seeing everything, but we realize, you know, we've had a lot of weekend and we literally had to set our alarm for 3:30 in the morning to catch our flight. So we're headed back home and Carrie just looks at me and says, this place, and I have no idea where she's going.
Did you leave 3:30 on
Monday morning?
Monday morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. God, that's all. That's tough. I thought I had it weird. At least we got out of Dodge 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Oh, that,
and
you know
connected.
What? I couldn't choose.
Flight back was fine. I had no complaints about it. I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
But a lot of people complain about airfare, Mike, but all I know is this, is I took 3 flights this weekend, and they were all sold out. So let's hear it for the airlines.
Yay!
I never had to sit in the back row, just the second to the last row. It
smells the best back there.
It really does, and such convenience to the lav.
Yes.
So we're walking, and Carrie says to me, this place, and I know we actually had a great weekend with our kids and everything, and she says, this place is really disgusting.
It is.
and you look around and it really is.
It is.
And not like in the theme park disgusting way that we enjoy.
Yep.
It's like a broken life disgusting.
It reminded me, the thing I mentioned was it looked like a set of Mad Max.
Yes, it does.
And on the heels of everything that's happened, let me just say, I left Las Vegas with questionable faith in the American public.
It's gotten so
much weed being consumed, so many disgusting people.
Oh, the smell
people.
Of weed. We were yes. gone for, we, how long has it been? Go ahead, Josh.
I was just saying, just straight cigarettes. I didn't know so many people still smoked. But we
inside.
Got that.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mike, we were there, I guess, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago.
It's
gotten worse.
Out on that particular street.
Yes.
It seemed a little bit different. And then when you think when you go uptown in Vegas a little bit, that's still gross.
It's the same.
It's the same. Yeah. Are the hotels nicer? Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's still kind of.
But Mike, it's still just a thin door that separates you from any hotel to the solids.
The solids and then the outdoor. You know, you think of outdoor venues to have an adult beverage as being on the street, people watching. They all had what would be the best way to describe it? They all had kind of a layer of film on them, either the good part or the old part.
That's very well said. That's very well said. You know what? Like if you have a lot of pine trees in your neighborhood in the springtime, the pollen.
Yes.
That's like the disgusting powder all over Las Vegas. Now,
I'll give you an example. So you get these places, they have these big machines for the tall drinks, the foo-foo drinks, and they got little bar stools set up. And when you go by these, seriously, you want to take out a flipping power washer when you sit down because it's just
the first
just a nastiness. I'm sorry there. I don't know what happened, but we had such a great time with our listeners. And outside of that, wandering around either the new part or the old part, Vegas has gotten a little cheesier, which I didn't think it could get any cheesier.
The first night we were there, we went to the Black Pussy Cat Cafe, whatever karaoke bar it was. It was up by the Axe Throw.
Because you are dying to entertain. I was dying to be entertained.
And the thing was, is Robert, who, by the way, I have to do a sincere thank you to every listener that came up and told me how proud they were of Robert and the way he's turned out.
He was all in. He loved every minute. And that made me so happy. It really did.
And triple that for me. The fact that he was hanging with his
folks. Julia was the same way. Yes. God, they were just fantastic.
And Robert helping out and remembering names and all of that. It was great.
Right.
But when we went into this karaoke bar, it was so disgusting. I mean, really, really bad.
What made it disgusting?
For one thing, the tables... all very tacky to the touch.
Oh,
like they had
never been wiped down. Properly.
Yeah, and then the stools, Mike, were somehow, they were like cast iron saddles.
Okay.
That would kill your balls. They would just murder your balls.
You would think, speaking of solids again, a solid surface, it wouldn't appear, you know, to, first of all, throw out the cushion. The cushion went away a long time on Fremont Street. The cushion's long gone.
Yeah. And I don't know if they had some sort of special lighting that covered the filth or the disease or whatever it was.
Right.
But it was genuinely horrifyingly disgusting to a point that we were sick of leaving. You know how if you leave, like, the showroom where you pay the $5 cover to entertain, and there's, like, a black floor and then a strip of molding, and then you go to the lobby, it's a light floor because you're not in the
showroom
anymore.
I never paid attention to that detail.
So I cross the threshold, and my toe touches the lobby, and we hear on the beautiful sound system,
Black Cat, last call for Robert.
I say, shit. So we have to go back in. And Robert sings his song, and he says, the mic sucks. After he came down, I said, Robert, how many and what quality of people do you think have been slobbering into that mic for 10 years? And he goes, Oh, dad.
Did he have a good time?
He had the time of his life. He really did.
That's all that really mattered.
My favorite part of the karaoke bar is when you're walking up to the stage.
Yes.
The stage. There was a table for someone who had left earlier, but they hadn't, as they say, bussed the table yet.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of lack of bussing of tables there.
So what was on the table?
Challenge to find employees at a lot of these places.
Mike, what was left on the table was wadded up napkins, five of those tall, like I bought a yard of rum drink glasses. They're all laying down. And six empty syringes that had shots in them.
So the booze shot.
Yeah, and it looked like medical waste.
Nasty.
I'm not saying I'll never go back to the town, but if I do, it will be with a different mindset because it's changing. It really is.
It has changed. Rob, we have not shared yet with listeners the video from your night at the karaoke.
It's a beautiful thing, Mike. When you go to a bar that is hip-hop karaoke, prepared Beyonce number by the host, slow jam, hip-hop karaoke, and then Robert gets called up and he sings Take Me Home, Country Roads. It's a little bit of a Jake break on the whole evening.
I get it. Machine Gun Kelly did Take Me Home, Country Roads at the Munich football game that the Giants sucked at.
That's nice. And then, also, Mike, there were two older demographic women that hit on Robert, and he looked as horrified as anyone I've ever seen.
I think he loved it. I don't know.
As I said to him with the lady that hit on him outside the men's room, I said, now, Robert, be nice. She was really something 40 years ago.
When we come back, we continue our post-Las Vegas show, and we'll talk about something that I've made a firm decision about.
Good.
Please don't mock me too much. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about a perfect world. We'd all get enough in a perfect world of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. I started with the Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3.
These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. Even better, all of the Momentous formulas are designed with a human performance angle. Experts are the people that do this. They know about human performance, and they are NSF and informed sports certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. That means sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. They're driven by what they call the Momentous Standard, and it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So, if you are interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS. All right. A big epiphany for Mrs. O'Mara, not just because we lost, not just because we decided that we like playing those games so much. We love going to places where we self-hypnotize and play those little games so
much.
Were
you exclusive to the slots this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely exclusive to the shots. Well, I could never get near our blackjack table
for
the whole weekend.
No, it was two people deep all weekend.
I couldn't do it. So I might have dropped by. I think Carla did for a while, so she got a chance to do that. But
there's a great picture of you behind our table that is now the Facebook photo for our group that is really cool. You're standing like where the dealer stands. It's very cool.
I have to talk about gambling in general. All right. And maybe it's because it's changed a little bit. Maybe it's because of the electronic cartoony games everywhere where they're not the abundance of the old school things I used to like playing. But what it is, as we're walking away, it's no surprise when you lose in a place like that. It's no big deal. But we realize that it's not just the money; it's the whole experience of doing something that rather rapidly becomes kind of boring and then gets soul sucking when you just have it happen again and again and again. We know the deal. We know the rules. The rules are, you know, in the end, they get it all. That's how it works. But it really is kind of a short-term thing. And I know people right now are going, oh, tell me something I don't know, Mike. I get it. But for us, it was the end.
Yeah.
And we just said enough. Because down here, we do it too. There's a little cheapo place around the corner that's, pennies and stuff like that. We do that. But it's not healthy. And it sidetracks you. You can spend lots of time doing it. And that's time that would be better spent doing something more productive.
Your volunteer work.
So that's it. Or volunteering around my own house to do things that need to be done. And we are going to try to figure out a way to extricate it from our life. Because I really think that some things are a more addictive and powerful draw than others.
Yeah.
I'm, when it comes to cigarettes, I did cold turkey. I've taken a year off from drinking in the past, and I don't do that like I used to. But this, I will tell you, I think it's changed because when I got to the airport, I have never been in Las Vegas airport where I didn't have a last minute, $25-$50 little thing to say, let's put it in and see the last hurrah.
Like the book says you should gamble at the airport on the way out.
I've never been in that airport where I didn't at least pull a handle once or press a button once. I didn't this time. I said,
that's strong.
That's it. And we'll see. As I said, this is nothing new. It's why they have the little 800 numbers for you. But at the same time, it just was,
you'll somehow phase it out of your life? Like, would you start with bingo as a replacement?
We do a letter writing thing where you get, it's a system that helps. That's what Carla's thing, that she does online.
Yeah.
That's not the same, but because you're not doing it for the pleasure. You're doing it actually with this
job.
System and a job. So, yeah, that'll probably be the extent of the fix that we get. We tried at the last minute to kind of move it to, let's pick a nicer place to go get a bite to eat.
Yeah,
and you talk about this is I'll tell you two things at the end.
Okay,
one good, one bad. You want the good or the bad first?
Oh, you must start with the good.
The good would be the cheap ass pillows
neck pillows that I have mocked in airports for my entire life probably resulted in me getting 4.5 hours of sleep on the flight home. I am here to say it worked in the cramped seat that I was in, where my neck essentially went forward. I was somehow in my exhaustion able to.
Did you
to
wear
fall
it
asleep.
On your? Did you wear it so the open part of it was in front of you or
yes.
behind you?
Yes.
I have heard now that you're supposed to wear it like a big turtleneck, so that when your head flops forward, that
it worked.
And we saw Robert when he was packing. He had a big travel neck pillow and carries it. Oh, well, that's nice. Where did you get it? He says, I bought it at the airport.
Right.
She said, with our money? He said, yep, I put
that's
it on
where
the
you
card.
Can go into a drugstore, get a plain one
right.
For like $19, or get the Las Vegas Raiders one for $450,000. So you got to be wary of that.
Yeah,
you got to be aware
beautiful.
Of that. And then the last thing, so I'm a neck pillow, thumbs
that's
up,
the good
go for
thing.
It, fine,
that's
not anything
thing.
You don't know, probably if you're a regular traveler. But making the attempt to pull off the gambling and maybe think about spending more time thinking about where we might enjoy one of the recommended meals in Las
yeah.
Vegas, went to a very nice little restaurant just off Fremont Street, just around the corner,
yeah.
and would have enjoyed it if we hadn't. 5 seconds prior to walking in the front door of the restaurant, walked past a pile of vomit. That, to me, symbolizes this little trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think the vomit, Mike, did it come from a yard-long glass?
I don't know what it came from. I think it came from a giant King Kong. That's
oh,
probably
it have,
what it
did
came
Did it have
from.
Solids?
It had hair in it. That's it. I made myself grossed out. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up, maniacs. Dermglow Skin. Might
yes.
want to pronounce it correctly. Not Drilerm.
Hey, in the club, Mike, we're
yes.
all family.
Dermglow Skin has the help you need. I got back from my trip to Las Vegas, and I'm here to tell you, with the medications I've gotten through Dermglow, I never dreamed, especially with my questionable eating, that I would have been 0.3 pounds down.
Look at
never
you.
On this trip. That's it. I'm delighted
well,
with what
because,
the products
Mike,
I use.
That's yes. because you vomited on Fremont Street.
It's delivered right to your front door. Dermglow Skin is now offering microdosing semaglutide or tirzepatide. What does that mean? Well, no BMI requirement. This is a game changer. If you don't qualify for weight management because your BMI is too low, you can still qualify for microdosing. Find microdosing under the longevity tab at dermglowskin.com. Now, I spent some time down in Cabo with these people that run this company, and longevity is their thing, man.
Right,
that's
man.
What they talk about. Don't forget to remember that Dermglow Skin also has PT-141 to improve your sexual health and satisfaction, B12 for energy, NAD+, taking those two for the fountain mm-hmm. of youth, and Somorolin and Synapsin for that brain fog. Have everything delivered to your home and start improving yourself. It's the first step to being a better you. Age well with peptides. And remember, Carla's always there for any questions you might have. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I now have the body to wear an alluring cabana outfit. That's what I wore. There's a little spoiler alert.
It's alluring,
thank you.
Mike.
Thank you, Dermglow Skin, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, I think this is good to know. We were both in hotels this weekend. And what floor were you on? Were you on
Three.
Like the third floor? Josh
where
and
the,
I were
where
up
the
on,
pool deck was, where the locked door was.
Josh and I were up on 19. And when you're 19 floors up in the air, there's a lot of stuff that can go down, especially if you get sad. You may jump. You may fall from the building. Luckily, we have a NBC animation quality how to save your life if you fall off of a high rise.
Wow.
Mike, these are valuable tools.
Really?
Please pay attention.
All off a skyscraper. There are a few things you can do to increase your chances of survival. First, relax your body by moving your arms and legs to
really?
Keep them loose.
I know.
Then
really?
Aim to land on something that can break your fall, like a tree, instead of the concrete. If possible, position yourself to land on your feet to distribute the shock through your legs. But try to roll upon impact to reduce injury.
That's
the
how
dumbest
you do it.
Thing. Mike, that is a video from a high floor to show
yes.
you what to do if you fall off the building.
Mike, first
what,
of all, the
what's
first,
the world coming to?
The
Come
first
on.
Thing you do when you jump off of a skyscraper is relax.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then
that's something.
They
that's
say aim dumb. For a tree like you've got a steering
like
wheel
you're
in
Spider-Man
your pants.
Or Superman
exactly.
or something.
Yeah, that's horrible. Wow, so anyway.
And I checked, the windows were locked.
Well,
thank God for that.
So far, so good. Right. Have you ever been to a festival that is dedicated to one particular food? For example, Gilroy, California has the Garlic Festival, where they do all the garlic stuff, okay?
Sacramento has the Asparagus Festival.
That's right. And in Pittsburgh, they have
Lobster
the Pickle
Fest
Festival.
In Rockport, Maine.
They have the Pickle Festival mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. And if you like pickles, you're going to find this video
at wicked.com.
Delicious. This lady ate all of the pickle stuff, but the thing is, she didn't know until that night she has a pickle allergy.
Everyone's going to think I'm weird. I just picked up some pickle pizza. Sorry, spicy pickle pizza. Taste testing my spicy pickle pizza.
So she
That's
eats the
good.
Pizza.
This is
she
a cannoli made out of pickles.
Pickle cannoli.
I don't think I like it. I just got a pickled lemonade. Taste pickle testing lemonade. My pickled lemonade.
Loading up on the pickles.
It's actually good. Just bought a pickled egg roll. Taste Ooh, testing the pickle egg roll.
A pickle egg roll, Mike.
I'd try that.
Of course, I had yeah. to grab a giant dill pickle.
Yeah, a giant dill pickle.
Pickle
wow.
allergy.
My pickle's good. We got a bunch of pickle-themed souvenirs. One of them, obviously, being this shirt.
When's it kick in?
Candy. It when is she got Stumpers home. Gummy liquid-filled poppers. Pickle-themed, obviously. Because we're big pickle people. I got a pickle lollipop. I think it's going to taste exactly like a pickle. I got this shirt, Picklesburg. I got an even better shirt that I'll show
All
you
this
in.
Stuff
I got,
for the pickle
my boyfriend
festival,
got this. But... This is pickle-themed popcorn seasoning. And this is the shirt I got. I was rushed.
And now we see her at the clinic. Her eyes are about swollen shut.
Oh, my God. 3 hours later. That is, wow. It's amazing that late in life to realize you have that problem if you like pickles that much. But probably the dosage had something to do with it, too, right?
She looked comfortable with a pickle in her hand.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that.
This mic I want to play for you particularly because I think you'll enjoy it. This is a guy doing a one-man play of what it's like talking to his printer. And I know you have a history with your printer.
Yes,
I
do.
And I think you will appreciate this bit of stage work. This is a, if your printer was a person.
Hey, HP inkjet printer. HP inkjet printer. Oh, hey, what's up, man? Hey, yeah, could you print this document for me? I'm low on color ink. Okay, well, it's black and white and it's one page, so could you... Try. Okay. All right. Send me the document. All right. Here you go. I did not get it. I just sent it to you, but let me try it again. Here you go. Got it. All right. Just give me a second. I got to remember how to do this. You got to warm up. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Let me just grab this paper in the paper tray. There's paper in the tray. So just grab it. I'm having some trouble finding the paper. Yeah. Give me one second. Just grab it. Yep.
Give me one second.
I don't think there's paper in here. I see your little rollers going. Just grab it. It's right, in a bit of right trouble. There. Something's wrong here, man. Error. I swear to God there's paper in there.
That's my favorite part.
I don't know what's going on, man. You cost like $300. I can't seem to get this to work. Grab it. Just it's right there. It's right there. Just grab it.
Give me one second.
Oh, got it. Thank you, God. Let me give this to you. Here we go. Oh my God. Thank you. All right.
It's all messed up, faded.
Great, thanks.
Funny. I like that. I like that.
And Mike, let us close with this. When you're shooting a promotional announcement for your ceramic shop in Europe,
yes,
and you have to make it look busy, so there's an extra in it, and it's a girl, little girl, who probably doesn't have much of a filter, try not to fall down while you're shooting the promo, because the girl might do this. It's just such a perfect fall.
Play that one more time.
I want to hear the laugh one more time.
Here we go. Schadenfreude.
And of course, as you know, that young girl grew up to be Carrie Spiewak.
Hello, teachers everywhere. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks again to everybody that made Las Vegas happen for us, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate that. Down the road, we'll let you know how you can get your hands on that wonderful little time we had to share the fun with us. We would really like that. We got to be out of here right now. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Solids.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.